Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
These are a series of questions put forth by our friends at the Research Institute of BuzzFeed.
Okay.
Follow all of their work.
They make me click so many things.
Yes, they're very good at that.
Yes. Yeah.
Howings.
Yes.
How many days of the week? How many days of the week do you make your bed?
All of them.
Every day. Mm-hmm. 7 days a week.
I don't always do a great job, but I always pull up, you know, pull up the comforter and throw the pillows in vaguely the right spot.
Okay, so you're
like,
not just,
I'm not making a military bed
every
morning.
You're not just pulling up the comforter to cover your stains and then going in the shower.
No.
And anyone else would say, that's gross.
No. I like when I come back into the bedroom when it looks a little organized. Yeah. I don't like now, it to look like a dorm.
You were the wild card. I know Kelly makes it every day.
Well, because Ross and I stay together almost every single night, with the exception of travel days, he makes it. But he's just like me. He, even when the kids are there, like, he likes to come home to a
make. Like, if you were living alone, you'd make it every day.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, as soon as you got up, right?
Yeah, and because I'm like hot wings. I enjoy walking into, whether it's my house or my bedroom, I like to come back to it clean. Because if I don't, in order to relax, I have to clean it. So my brain works like, oh, do it now, and you can enjoy it later. And then I don't do, like, the just pull the covers up and, like, kind of make it look like it's made. I want to fully make it, because even if I, like, destroy it again taking a nap, there's something so nice about that. Like
pulling it back.
It's definitely nice. Yeah.
So do you go to the front desk and request that they service your room this morning while we're gone?
No, when I'm traveling, no way.
Will you make it when you get back?
No, because I'll nap, but I didn't make it this morning. Mm-mm.
Steve? How often do you make your bed?
Never.
Never, ever?
No, I mean, well, because when I leave, Annette's still in bed.
Sure.
So I'm not gonna,
you should start making it.
Start tucking it in around her.
I feel like a burrito.
Babe, can you get up? You're in my way.
No, I mean, every...
Yeah, move out to the couch. Yeah.
I mean, every now and then on a week. Like, last weekend, I know I made it because she was like, hey, can you make the bed?
What about when it was just you? Did you make it then? Or was it still never?
Pretty rare.
42% of people say very rarely or never. 9% said most times. A lot of people in the survey do it during the work week and then skip the weekends. That seems counterintuitive to me. I would be more likely to do it on the weekend when I'm going to be going in and out of there and seeing it more.
But on a weekend, you might be more, you know, for a like person with a normal schedule, you're more likely on a weekend to go, I'm going to flop down on that and nap.
That's a good point.
As opposed to like during the week.
Oh, I don't nap in the bed. I can't. If I do that, it's just going to
sleep. I can't either, but
I'm just
going to bed.
I mean, I'll nap anywhere, really.
Our naps, like if we take a nap at our house, there are levels. Like, is this a couch nap or is
this
on top of the comforter nap or is this a fully in bed, committed to the nap? And those are the best ones. Those are good. Can't believe you guys don't have, like, nap.
Well, that's not a nap. That's going to bed.
Not if it's daylight.
Like, if I get into bed, that's not like a 30-minute, you know, cat nap. That's 3 hours.
Yeah, we're committed.
And then I wake
this.
Up and I'm tired.
That's why I like it when it's like, oh, we're getting into bed. We're committed.
Yeah.
This is happening.
Yeah.
All right. Hot Wings, how often do you shower or bathe?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. I mean, there's obviously rare exceptions to that where something might be going on, or I might go, well, I'm going to get up early because I'm immediately going to go out and mow the lawn or something, so I won't then. But well, then even then, I would at the end of the day, probably. So it's rare that I don't shower in a day.
Kelly?
It's weird. I wash my hair every 3 days, mostly, even if I do, like, if I go to yoga classes or whatever, if, as long as I'm not too sweaty. But I rinse every day.
Like you rinse?
Yeah.
Like in the shower?
Yeah, because I sweat when I sleep a lot, so
I have
to rinse. So I'll just
pickle power's not getting it done. Kelly told us that eating pickles before bed makes you stop sweating the bed.
It did. It worked that one. I did it two nights in a row, and then I just forgot since then.
Oh, okay.
I'm just.
It's not a very convenient habit to try to burst into.
I know. I'm like, I just got to eat a pickle every night before bed. It's hard enough for me to take my birth control. Like I'm struggling to find a pickle before. I go to sleep.
I think if you eat the pickles and don't brush your teeth, that might be birth control.
Yeah, that could be birth
control. Yeah, that'll
sounds,
help.
Sounds
that'll
pretty help. Gross.
Yeah. Everyone's just looking for a pickle before bed. Right,
yeah,
Kelly?
Exactly. Maybe even a pickle when you wake up.
Maybe the pickle's what's making you sweaty.
Yeah, could be.
59% said they bathe every day. 28% said a few times a week. 12% said only after they know they sweat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And 1% only if someone tells me I smell. Steve, what about you?
I'm Monday through Friday every day. Saturday and Sunday,
So when you're around your wife the most, that's when you care the least about showering?
Yeah, when you put it that way.
Then yes.
Lucky lady.
Wow, jackpot for her.
I knew it. We are his heroes.
Uh-huh.
He really looks up to us.
Yeah.
How often do you brush your teeth?
Every day, twice.
Twice a day.
Twice?
Yeah.
Kelly?
Or more if necessary, but at least twice.
What makes it necessary in the middle of the day?
Like if you have lunch or something, something's stuck up in there. And, or, you know, you ate something pretty stinky. Like,
I had
garlic on it or something. So then I'll brush my teeth.
Definitely morning and night. And then if I smoke a joint and I have like that smell on my breath, I'll brush my teeth.
Like you ate a skunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care for that.
No, I don't think most people would.
Yeah.
No.
64% said twice a day. 30% said once a day. 5% said whenever I think of it, but not that often, and 1% said almost never.
If you're in the whenever I think about it category, that means you just never do.
That's so gross.
Kind of seems that way.
Whenever I think about it.
I'm like licking my teeth. You know when you wake up in the morning and you lick your teeth and it's got like the nighttime
or if you have anything that has sugar in it.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I have a Coke or something. It's like,
I don't know why.
I got to get it off.
The phrase, I wake up in the morning and lick my teeth is gross to me.
I'm licking my teeth right now just so, because I like when after you brush it, that feeling of the before and after, the film being gone. It's something oddly satisfying about, I can feel my teeth again.
That's the best part about going to the dentist is when you leave. And
yeah, your teeth are so raw after the dentist.
Feels so good.
Kind of have that slight blood taste in your mouth.
Blood bubble gum.
I'm glad that was relatable for everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, go ahead.
That would have been a real bummer if everyone was like, what?
I love those 4 days a year, two times after each time I go where it hurts to chew. By the way, going back to brushing your teeth, why do kids love to go to the bathroom and fake that they brush their teeth and then come out? And not that all kids do it, but I don't know, 2/3 of our 6 do.
Oh, yeah.
4 out of 6. Hey, everybody go brush your teeth. Then they come back and I go, did you brush your teeth? Yeah. Okay. If I go check your toothbrush, will it be wet? I don't remember.
Oh, perfect.
That's a strange answer. Yeah. Can you go back and do it? I did. Okay, I'll go check your toothbrush. I'll go brush.
Yeah.
Why do we have to do this?
Yeah, your lies are as gross as your breath.
That's because 30 seconds of being bored for a kid is like 8 years.
But they just stand in there for 30. They're like, well, this is enough time for him to think I could have brushed. You could have brushed twice.
Yeah, I know.
My daughter's the opposite. She'll cry if we forget to brush her teeth.
Really?
Yeah. It was like one night, she has those little plastic flossers that you use. And ever since she went to her first dentist appointment a couple months ago, she is a stickler for it.
Really?
Yeah. So we brush her teeth and then wash her face before bed. And she's like, Dada, you forgot to floss my teeth. There was one night a couple weeks ago, she started crying after she was in bed. She had been in bed for 20 minutes and she starts crying and yelling, Mama, Mama. So Annette goes in there and she comes back. She's like, apparently you forgot to floss her teeth.
Oh, boy.
No wonder she hates when you sing.
I know.
Just she's getting back at you.
She just hates me.
Yeah.
I I don't floss often enough. I know
that's
nobody, universal, right?
Nobody does.
When the last time I went to the dentist for a checkup or a cleaning, you know how the hygienist does the work, you know, with the
chisel? Did she use a chisel on you?
Really did just like a hammer nail.
You should
chisel.
Get a Sonicare or something, man.
We have a tartar issue in my family, but yeah. So I do have a Sonicare, and it's much better, but yeah. So she does her job, and then the dentist comes in and shakes my hand. He says, well, I want to tell you, I got some good news and some bad news. And I go, okay. I mean, I'm sure the bad news is tongue cancer. I'm going to be dead by the end of this day. But thanks for leading into it this way. And he said, well, the good news is I probably won't see you again. And I thought, okay, this is going terrible. and he said, because I'm retiring. So that's the good news. I go, oh, okay. Well, congratulations. Well, what's the bad news? And he goes, well, the bad news is...
you're going to die. See you later.
I had made it a goal that you would become a regular flosser so that your kids would have a good example by the time I retired, and now my career feels like a failure.
You were his pet project?
I guess
so. Oh, my gosh.
What was he thinking?
That's embarrassing.
Well, sorry, Doc. Terrible. Always remember my mouth of blood.
That's terrible. Mm-mm-mm.
He really did set me up on that, though. I'm like, oh, what's the bad news? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's me.
Yeah, you've made his career pointless.
Nice job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did it. I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
All right, on the way in the next segment.
How many of those did we get through? Like two?
All of them.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, there were four, and we did all four.
I thought there were like two. I was like, dang, we barely got through that. Never mind. It happens to us on live shows. You know
I'm
this.
I'm just kidding.
We go down a list and we get through like two, and then it's been 40 minutes.
For those who couldn't see, I was staring at Kelly like, I hope she dies.
Yeah, I'm used to it.
But I don't really want her to die. I just got lost in hatred for a second.
Like in the limo when you made me cry on the way here this morning.
Yeah. Oh, that was so sad.
So mean to me.
Yeah.
I had to tell the limo driver. That's right. We had a limo. Pretty big deal. I had to tell the limo driver that I don't really hate her, and I didn't truly want her to F off for getting in the car last and asking where I was.